Time to talk about audio description now, and we're talking about live performance and audio description. Our expert and man in the stalls, Vidach Yarding, joins us now. Hello.
Hello there, Simon. How are you?
Well, thank you. And you've been out to one of the children's favourites, haven't you?
Absolutely. Well, often Cinderella features as a pantomime, as regular listeners will know. We've covered that in years gone by. But in this case, we're going to look at Birmingham Royal Ballet's performance of Cinderella with music by Prokofiev. And it was an audio-described matinee that I was lucky enough to see. And indeed, Simon, you're absolutely right. It does follow the time-honoured children's story with Cinderella and the two ugly sisters and the wicked stepmother and all the rest of it, and a really great production. And I tell you what always works superbly with BRB, Birmingham Royal Ballet, is the touch tours. And before Christmas, I think I shared with you and listeners their performance of Nutcracker, which had been audio described, and that's a real seasonal Advent treat. Cinderella I'd not seen before, but a beautiful set, really, really lavish set. Amazing costumes. You've got a coach that she goes off to the ball in, and you've got all sorts of other trappings that you would imagine that were very much essential and integral to the story. And although it involves more time, so in fact you've got to be there at 10:30 on the morning ahead of the 2:30 matinee, so it's a whole day really at the theatre, at the Birmingham Hippodrome, it's well worth it, because that first hour, 10:30 to 11:30, on the stage, looking at the props, looking at the costumes, behind in the wings, looking at the massive range of costumes for the various characters, hearing about the performance from assistant stage manager Eliska, and then over a cup of coffee, having the chance to informally ask questions of one of the dancers, one of the company, a really, really sort of superb behind-the-scenes intro to an excellent, engaging matinee.
And as we've mentioned before, Vidar, you sometimes go into a performance like this much better prepared than informed, don't you?
You do, absolutely. And particularly, arguably, with ballet, which is probably the most visual, artistic performance that there is. You can enjoy the music in its own right, as we've perhaps agreed before. But to get something out of the actual on-the-stage action, as it were, then a lot really does hinge on that all-important audio description and, as you rightly say, Simon, the preparation. So that touch tour, the pre-show notes, which are crucial, I think, in terms of just getting a flavour for what might be happening during the subsequent 2 to 2.5 hours of performance, and also reminding you a little bit of what you may have seen if you've been lucky enough to do the touch tour to inspect some of those sets and props and costumes and things. So, yeah, absolutely, preparation is paramount, and that really just makes sure you get the icing on the cake and the whole experience.
Do you ever get a chance to chat to any of the patrons that are at the same performance with you afterwards?
Absolutely, and it's amazing. Some of the stories, quite humbling stories, actually, Simon, of people who perhaps, unfortunately, have lost their sight and who used to attend the ballet in the past when they had more vision and could, you know, in their own right, see what was happening. They have tentatively come back sort of rather apprehensive, I think, about whether they would get anything out of ballet through audio description. And I've now seen a couple of individuals who have come back for more than one. So hearing from them how that has actually rekindled their love of and appreciation of ballet is obviously in its own right just very humbling and very encouraging, but it's a real tribute to the skill of not only the audio describers, in this case Jonathan Nash, who provided Saturday's AD, but also the theatre, the front of house staff, and Birmingham Royal Ballet's team, who go the extra mile to ensure that the audio describe experience is A1.
It just shows you how you can change your opinion, though, Vidar. You know, something that's a visual medium, you may think, well, it won't work for me now. Try it out, because you might be surprised.
Absolutely. And unless you try, you'll never know. So if something has a, you know, even actually, because someone like me, I've always loved a lot of the ballet music for the traditional ballets, the Swan Lakes, the Cinderella that we're featuring here today. But actually didn't know, and arguably still don't know much about ballet as an art form itself, but I think I am learning a little bit more, and I am, you know, enjoying the whole experience of being in a live theatre and being, you know, able to appreciate ballet in the same way as sighted members and other people around me in the auditorium.
I'd personally heard that you're quite an expert on ballet dancing, knew some of the moves.
in terms of being shown what some of the terminology means, there is a little bit of practical demonstrations, which again, you know, some people prefer, some people would rather not, but it's there on offer, particularly in other productions. And I think that again just helps people to understand what is a very demanding and skilled performing art.
Vida and I would love to hear from you if you've tried out audio description in any form at all, especially in live performance. You can get in touch here at RNIB Connect Radio, and we would love to hear from you. In the meantime, Vida Hjarding, a very busy man. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Simon. As always, great to talk to you.